Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. Right now, we're reading through the book of Jonah, and we are in Jonah chapter 2 this morning. If you recall from Jonah chapter 1, as it opens the book here, we are introduced to Jonah, the prophet of God, who is to go and prophesy and preach against Nineveh. But Jonah decides that he doesn't want to do what God has called him to do, and he tries to run and flee from the presence of the Lord. And yet we see a lot of wonderful themes in this book, even in the first chapter, as we see this wayward prophet. We also then see God's sovereignty over all things, God's providence, his chastening hand, and also his mercy and his patience. And as we ended the chapter, in chapter 1, we saw that God prepared a great fish to come and swallow up Jonah. And so indeed that happened, and now that takes us to chapter 2, where we will see Jonah's prayer in the belly of the fish. And so let's dive in and consider that now. Here is the word of God. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the fish's belly. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. And then I said, I have been cast out of your sight. Yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The waters surrounded me even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you, into your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. So the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Amen. Praise God for this is word and the reading of it. It's wonderful to see the Lord's work in the heart of his servants, even drawing them to repentance after great sin. We see also just the joyful gladness and thankfulness that Jonah had to his God, and the Lord's action there after that prayer. And so I hope you'll consider God's word here throughout your day. Consider the Lord's work in your life by his Spirit, and feed upon his word faithfully. And join me next time as we continue in Jonah chapter 3. I look forward to that. Take care. We'll see you then.